This is Summer Sound on AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. Right now, we're joined by Scott Tom's wife, Adele Tom. Hi, Adele. Thank you for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Hi. How's it going? Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm doing well, you know, trying to stay cool. It's a little warm out there, but...
Yeah. It's 90 up here in Seattle, so...
Our first question, how did you and Scott first meet?
Back in 1994.
Wow.
They had a contest on the radio of why we thought we deserved a Christmas party over anybody else. And I had numerous jobs, 6 jobs to be exact. And I was a frame shop manager of Michael's down there in Lake Oswego. And we kept on faxing in every day. With pictures of Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and all of the Disney characters, that we wanted to win the party, and we won it. Wow. And I walked in and saw this really handsome dude sitting over there, and it was love at first sight.
that's sometimes just how it is, you know.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. We're going on 31 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you get magic in the Magic Kingdom.
Yep, exactly, for sure.
So your husband, he's just gone through a lung transplant. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, how's his health doing this morning? Because we know from a post that you posted on Facebook that he's recovered and he's doing all right. How's he doing?
I will tell you that it's incredible. He is, they call it benchmarks, and he is at the top notch of its benchmarks. It's a miracle, incredible. And to be honest, my emotions are so, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like, you're so high as a kite, but you're scared. And it's the plethora of emotions to see how well he is doing in a short period of time. Even all the doctors that come in are just like, I can't believe it's 48 hours out and look at you. You know, he walked around the hall yesterday. He has a little assistance with oxygen right now, but soon he'll be completely off any assisted oxygen. At home, he was on 6 liters. Here, he's barely on 1. So it's a miracle.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, I'm really glad. That really is a miracle.
Oh, believe us, so are we.
But can you talk about Scott's impact, not just as a husband, but as a radio talent?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I can go back to when I first met him and we were dating. And it was so strange to, my daughter was 2.5, 3 years old when we met, and he did a Saturday night party show, and I'm sorry, I can't remember what radio station it was at. It was up on the hill off McAdam. I want to say 95.5, but I'm not positive. Bubba might be able to help me on that. But they would do he would do the Saturday night party show, and Veronica and I would literally drive up the hill and park down below where he was to sit there and listen to him do his party. He made it sound like he was out at a bar or a venue and had massive people and had people dancing, and it was like he was really having a party, all that theater of the mind. And he is, I will say, through all of these years, his mastery of theater of the mind is mind-blowing to me. He could have some really bad days prior to these new lungs, and you would never know that he was as sick as he was. It's like he puts that microphone in front of his face and it's the new him. I mean, it's just his genre, his personality just comes out through the microphone. Mm-hmm. Even if he'll turn around and talk to me and go, oh, I'm so tired. But he fakes it on the radio, fakes it till he makes it.
that's what you have to do.
I've just seen it through the years. Yeah, I've just seen it through the years. And all the listeners are like, does he sound like that at home? Yeah, he sounds like that at home. So right. I would say just his personality and his, as I call it, his pipes, the way that he can interact with his listeners is just, I would say, I hope that answers the question you asked me, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that would be mine. His connection with his personality and your personality and the listeners.
Yeah, of course. I've just learned so much about Scott through these past few days. It seems like he's had like a pretty lengthy career. Very impressive.
Well, I think it's 48 plus. 1977 was when he started, right there where you're sitting in the pre-remodeled room. But yeah, 1977, so 48 years.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And most of it has been in Oregon, He did 5 years up here in Seattle for K-Light. And that was when his dad was getting sick. He came back down to Portland and had just started back in Portland. And that's how we met. He had just come back from Seattle.
Well, I've always wanted to go to Seattle. I've never been. So hopefully I'll be able to go to Seattle someday.
Well, but, I can tell you, the last couple of days have been beautiful. So you have to make it up here.
It's a nice city. But yeah. When do you think we're going to hear Scott back on the radio?
Oh, my Lord. I can't give you an exact date, but
of course,
you know, as well as he is doing right now. I mean, his voice is still a little hoarse from all of the, you know, the hoses and the ventilator.
Right, of course.
I think in the long run, we were thinking 3 to 4 months living in Seattle.
Mm.
So, but I would say hopefully within 6 months, he's back live and bringing back the mojo into Portland with his voice.
No, we're just really glad that he's recovered so well. You know, it's a miracle.
You have no idea. Yeah, you have no idea. But you said you were seeing it on Facebook. Yeah, it's truly the most incredible miracle. You know, our hearts go out to the donor's family and the donor, you know, for a doctor told us that 5 people up here were given a second chance of life with just one incredible donation.
Yeah, I'm really happy for you guys.
Yeah,
That's a wrap on today's interview. Thank you so much for joining us, Adele.
Oh, you're so welcome. Big hugs.
We've been speaking with Adele Tomp. This is Summer Sound live on AM 1450, KBPS, and KBPS.AM. Thank you for listening.